You're listening to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie, episode 72.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with me, your host, Dr. Donnie. And I want to talk about my guest today. This episode is going to be a little bit different because it's going to be a little bit more of educational versus personal stories. And the educational component of this is coming from the sponsor of the Get Balanced Podcast. It is with FirstNet, built with the AT&T. And my guest today is Anna Fitch Curry. She is the Director of Responder Wellness with FirstNet. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Thank you so much for having me today, Donnie. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, absolutely. And we appreciate the sponsorship and actually really appreciate helping get the word out about what FirstNet is. But you know what? I don't know if everyone really knows what FirstNet is. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
I would love to do that. I honestly really enjoy speaking about FirstNet. And when I became a nurse, I had no idea that I could speak about what telecommunications meant and what a wireless broadband network really was. But what you have to understand about FirstNet, first and foremost, is that it was born out of the devastation of 9/11, unfortunately. You know, if you think back to 9/11 and the catastrophe of the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, Flight 93. What was going on was a massive communications infrastructure issue because while wireless connectivity was being used more and more readily, it was being used by both public safety and commercial traffic. You and I reaching out to our loved ones, the other individuals in those different areas also trying to connect and identify whether or not their loved ones were safe or get help and reach out. That was when, you know, you're in the middle of a tragedy. What's the first knee-jerk thing we want to do is we want to reach out to those we love. And unfortunately, that created competition between those public safety who were trying to use that network as well as private individuals. And consequently, post 9/11, the government authorized the 9/11 Commission and determined that there was a need for a standalone broadband network dedicated solely to public safety. And so Congress mandated the First Responder Network Authority and charged it with delivering this network. It actually falls under the Department of Commerce, and they began designing and identifying with public safety what was needed for this network. And in 2017, AT&T was awarded that FirstNet contract to deliver the capabilities. And it was really important to FirstNet to build the network with and for first responders. So it was critical that public safety had an input into the network that they needed to do their jobs. And so we really saw ourselves becoming a part of the public safety infrastructure, working with these incredible individuals to build FirstNet. And today, FirstNet accounts for over 2.2 million square miles of the United States for coverage, including over 16,000 public safety organizations, agencies, which accounts for a little more than 2.2 million connections worldwide. So it really is building since it first was born.
Yeah. Now, Anna, I think I've got a good picture of this, right? We have FirstNet, which is a separate standalone just for first responders that for the next major catastrophe that we have, as we know, I mean, it does happen, and it can even be weather, you know, related and all of that. But you are the Director of Responder Wellness. So now what's with the health and wellness component of FirstNet? Make that connection for me.
You're not the first person to ask that question. I mean, it's been asked Both internal and external to the organization when I first came on last year. I've been with AT&T a little more than a year. And, you know, what does health and wellness have to do with cellular connectivity? And really, just like about almost anything in life, what it has to do is the people. You know, we built an amazing network with first responders and for first responders. It is an absolute joy to serve those who serve as a part of AT&T. But along that process of building cellular connectivity and capabilities that support response, AT&T as an organization really began to realize that at the heart of public safety was the people. And those people run towards problems. You know, they don't run away from it. They are serving our communities day in and day out. And one of the things many people don't realize about AT&T is we have a set of corporate values like many other corporations. But one of those value statements is to be there, that we will be there for each other. We will be there for our customers, that we will be there for our communities. And consequently, when FirstNet built by AT&T was working with first responders and realizing the health and wellness struggles that face public safety as they run towards these problems for our communities, they wanted to do something about it. They wanted to be there for public safety and their health and wellness. And consequently, our president of FirstNet and public sector, his name is Mr. Jason Porter, committed to addressing health and wellness with public safety, for public safety, just like the network was built, so that we could be there, so that we could live our corporate values to our public safety customers. And that's where I came in. They needed somebody to address that.
Well, I like that. Now you're talking my language. We're talking about the people. We're talking about their health and wellness. Of course, work-life balance, health and wellness is such of a critical component, prerequisite to have living a balanced life and all of that. But I want to push back on you a little bit, though, Anna, and that is that there are many organizations that talk one thing and they put their core values and their mission and vision out on in the lobby and all of that. But are they really living it? Are they walking the talk as corporate leaders?
Yes. So I can say absolutely. First and foremost, is my answer is yes. So let's talk a little bit about what it means, not to just to say we're going to be there for first responders, not just to say health and wellness is important to them. We have developed a strategy. So when I came on board, I told them that we had to build health and wellness into how we thought about FirstNet to be successful. We're not a healthcare organization. We do not deliver primary care services. We are not a wellness center, if you will, that delivers wellness center services. So the way you think about how you integrate health and wellness is a little bit different for an organization such as AT&T. I'm going to get into the little science behind it, because this is my jam from an academic standpoint, is there's macro level health promotion. How do you influence health as an organization with your relationships, with your resources, with the partnerships you have across a geographical area? And then you have micro health promotion. That's where you deliver interventions to individuals and families, really at that local level, okay? Micro does not mean small and insignificant. It just means on the individual level versus the organizational level. So we had to look at this as, how does AT&T support health and wellness? We knew that our public safety partners were and are doing amazing things to support the health and wellness of their members. It was not something that I felt like we could come in and do anything better than what they were doing, because they're doing an amazing job. But what AT&T does bring to the table are a couple of different things. One, we do have resources and relationships in FirstNet so that we can support efforts that are going on across the nation to support public safety's health and wellness, and really look at what are those best practices? What is the evidence that is supporting the activities that are being taken, and really helps put you know, put our money where our mouth is behind some of these efforts so that they get to the individuals who need it most. Now, on an internal standpoint at AT&T, FirstNet is not just the cellular network, okay? That's one of the things that we have to dispel. It's actually an ecosystem. It includes that incredible network that I mentioned, but it also includes what I call a software component. That's an app ecosystem. Those are applications that you can put on your FirstNet devices that help public safety do the jobs they do. And that includes their health and wellness now. We've established a wellness and safety category in the app ecosystem, and we're curating the best quality applications, the evidence-based applications that can help transform public safety's health and wellness. And we continue to look at those applications for what's out there, what's emerging, and where the gaps are, honestly, to help facilitate closing that gap in applications. Now, there's also the hardware component of the FirstNet ecosystem. Those are our deployables. That is where we have cell towers on the backs of trucks that can drive into a wildfire or in the aftermath of a hurricane and restore communication. There are drones. There is FirstNet One, which is a blimp that can also bring in that cellular connectivity when you're thinking whether a rural area or if we're in a very dense urban environment that is utilizing a lot of bandwidth, and we need to make sure that first responders have priority and preemption in the middle of something significant going on. So it's always ensuring that we can deploy connectivity and support to responders. And so one of the things that we've recently done at FirstNet is we've established ROG the dog. He is our therapy dog. And ROG stands for our Response Operations Group. And the Response Operations Group at FirstNet is our group, our team that deploys to those man-made and natural disasters, taking those connectivity solutions with them. And now we can also deploy a therapy dog in support of our responders because we know that their mental, spiritual, physical burdens that they take on as a result of response, we want to help create solutions, whether they're a small department that can't afford their own therapy dog, or if they're a large department and perhaps need more than what they have on hand. So if you see that those two ends that FirstNet is looking at addressing is both how internally we can integrate health and wellness into how we think about FirstNet, and also externally, how do we leverage those resources, partnerships, and influence that support the health and wellness of responders?
Yes, and I also believe that there's this, I know we had talked previously about FirstNet Health and Wellness, a coalition. Could you speak a little bit about the coalition?
Absolutely. I would love to, because coalition work is where my heart and soul lies in supporting health and wellness as a nurse, because I believe when we collaborate and we work together, we're more likely to create solutions for the populations that we're trying to serve. So one of the things that, if you recall, I mentioned that FirstNet is built for responders by first responders, I said to our leadership that our health and wellness program also needed to be built for and with first responders. That if we just went out there and started throwing money or darts at health and wellness problems, it wasn't going to be very strategic. We weren't necessarily listening to those stakeholders that were a part of this process. And so I suggested that we establish a coalition of those partners at the table to have input on what their critical priorities were, the best ways that we can support either their existing efforts or identify gaps that in the population that perhaps we could help serve. And also, obviously, we are a technology company. So they do feel very strongly that we have an opportunity to identify technical solutions that can support public safety and their health and wellness. But the FirstNet Health and Wellness Coalition is a group of over 20 public safety organizations nationwide. Their leadership sits on the coalition and represents over 1.3 million first responders. And we've set priorities for us to address, including things like post-traumatic stress, stress management, suicide prevention, resiliency, work-life balance, and leadership engagement.
Yeah. Now, why does the coalition view this as being important?
I think that, so one of the things that why did they come to the table? Is that the question that you're answering? Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons is this population recognizes and is very, very passionate that their health and wellness matters. And I think that that matters. I think that when populations recognize that there's significant burdens from the work that they do, it helps change the culture of how we view health and wellness of first responders. I mean, I know that I heard a lot over the last year as from many of the old guard, not naming ages or anything, how when they were coming up in public safety, they were told to suck it up. You know, this is the life. This is what you're, you know, you join public safety. So expect the hard days and you just bury it deep down. And I think that the coalition is indicative of this changing culture. And the same thing happened in the Army. For many, many years, the Army was like, you know, suck it up, rock it up, you get out there, fight the nation's war, so on and so forth. And yet Vietnam and Korea and Afghanistan and Iraq have all shown us that post-traumatic stress is a real thing and it has significant burdens on individuals and families. And therefore we need to change the culture that it's okay to do something about that. I think that public safety is in that same area, and we want to change the culture. We want to be a part of that solution where, you know what, it's not a sign of weakness to go talk about a tough day, or even the culmination of many small and stressful days that have built up over time. When we incorporate habits that lead to a balanced lifestyle, that helps us deal with those problems that face public safety on a regular basis. I mean, we can't take away, you know, the bodies that have been seen, the children that have been hurt, the stories of abuse, the fires that have occurred. I mean, the list could go on and on and on, the things that public safety sees and responds to that the general public really has no conception of what that's like. And consequently, we want them to address their health and wellness. We want them to take action because we want them to be able to do these jobs long-term and hopefully one day have a very fulfilling retirement. And that positive sense of purpose that they answered this call for a reason to serve their communities.
No, I really like that. And for our listeners out there, Anna, could you talk a little bit about yourself? I mean, like your health and wellness and maybe some of your personal habits and work-life balance.
This is where it comes out. Are you asking me if I walk the talk, right? You know?
That's right.
And it's always one of those things that I subscribe to servant leadership in my personal life. And you're probably like, okay, I asked you about my health and wellness. Why are you talking about leadership? And I say that because the servant leader oftentimes does not ask anybody to do something that they would not do themselves. And that's kind of one of my personal perspectives on health and wellness. Yes, I do. Am I Rambo that goes out and runs marathons and lifts, you know, 300 pounds and can, you know, compete in the fireman's challenge? No, unfortunately I cannot. I'm a little bit older these days. There's women wear and tear on this body, but every single day a long time ago, I asked myself what was important in my life and what was important
to me. Great
question. Yes.
That's a great question. Repeat that if you would.
Okay. What is important in your life?
Yes.
And for me, what's important in my life is my faith, my family, my health, and my job. Those are the four most important things to me. And I tend to prioritize my life around those things. And I've noticed because, you know, I have a little bit of wisdom with age, that they're interrelated to each other. When I take care of my health, I'm better able to work. When I take care of my health, I am better able to take care of my family. My habits reflect, you know, are influence my children's behaviors. It influences my colleagues' behaviors. And I know, believe it or not, I know this is going to be shocking to you. I am a type A stress. That is my addiction. I am a type A. I easily stress, and my prayer life and my faith help me understand, help me one, take that down a notch to find that balance between the desire to work and care for my family and myself. And it also helps me find purpose, meaning, and gratitude. So that each day I look with joy into coming into the office. I get excited about taking care of first responders and looking for solutions in new and innovative ways that may not have been thought of before. And so I think that, you know, we all experience tragedy at some point in our lives. I think that is my own personal bias. Somebody might not agree with me, but I have had my share of both personal and professional trauma. And I had to go through that process of understanding how that affected me on a spiritual level as well as a mental level. And that's where, when I again came back to, well, what are your priorities? If my faith and my health and my family are part of what's important to me, then those are where I focus my habits on my daily life.
No, that is, and I love that. Obviously, you know that about me is, but I really enjoy how you pull together the mind, body, and spirit is what, you know, what you get talking about there. Is there anything else on that sort of subject of mind, body, and spirit that you'd like to share or go over?
Well, I think it's very individual, first and foremost. I've written some books about mind, body, and spiritual connection for faith-based organizations in the past, where I've encouraged individuals and those faith-based organizations to walk through the process of understanding their physical, spiritual, and mental connection. And it's really important that the individual stops and thinks about those components of their life. Where do they find spiritual meaning? That does not necessarily mean religious meaning. I need to clarify that. Everybody comes from a different background, but your sense of the transcendent, the sense of the divine, the sense of those things we can't answer in life, fall under that spiritual component. And it's also where we derive our purpose and our meaning. Where and our value system. What is important to us, and why do we get up each day to do what we do? And how we think about those things is connected to that, because obviously thinking is that mental part. What are the activities? How do we enrich our mental pursuits? How we educate ourselves about what's important to us? And then finally, how does it feel? Because generally, usually speaking, when you have a balance in the spiritual and mental components of your life, you start to feel in your body better. And those habits that we do in our physical life, that exercise, the nutrition, the eating right, the taking care of the physical being, has been well documented in the literature to support your mental health and then also your spiritual health. So it really is, I kind of walked those through as though they were layers, but really it's much more like a Venn diagram, in which those three components of your life overlay. And the more they're integrated together, you more have that sense of balance and well-being in your individual lives.
Oh, I completely agree with that. And as my regular listeners are going, hey, isn't that what Dr. Donnie calls spillover theory? And it's like,
exactly.
Absolutely. Exactly. And that's, I teach on that all the time, because it is so true. And we all recognize it. We logically understand it, right? We understand if we exercise, we're going to feel better. If we understand, if we eat a very heavy lunch, our mental capacity is going to slow down in the afternoon. You know, we understand that. But the idea, of course, is that can we look internally, like as you talk about it, and we think about, okay, where's my spillover, both positive and negative? And of course, try to reduce that negative and increase the positive. And we, like you said, you start feeling a lot better. Yeah.
So absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and we're coming up on about 30 minutes here. And with that, I wanted to ask you, come to the close here, is there anything that maybe I did not ask you that you wish I would have, or an area that you would have liked to have spent more time on?
Well, I think, I honestly think we hit on all the major components of what we're trying to do at FirstNet. And being a partner in this, you know, like I said, when we work all together, we're more likely to create solutions that really derive better outcomes for our first responders, their communities. We want them to be resilient. We want them to get up the next day and answer the call of their communities. And so anything that we can do to help support that is really time worth spent and a value to our communities as a whole. I think that we want to thank those who serve, and we want them to be blessed, and we want them to find their purpose and meaning in why they have chosen to do what they do. I remember thinking and talking to several first responders, and there's many times over those conversations that I heard, I always wanted to be a police officer. I always wanted to be a firefighter. I always wanted to help people who were in need. I was talking with a fireman paramedic, and he commented on the powerful what's the word that he used? That powerful moment of being the witness in somebody's worst day, and how almost sacred that was, almost that profoundly special. And you know, the gamut of feelings, sadness, sorrow that you had to be there on somebody's worst day, but the ability to be there and be a witness and be a connection. So somebody was not alone on that day. And you hear those stories. And I'm like, those are beautiful stories. What if we started focusing on that purpose and that power of being there for each other, that connectedness, that caring? I'm a nurse. So, you know, nursing is the art and science of caring for individuals wherever they are on their wellness journey. And I think we all have that capacity to care. And I'm hoping that the FirstNet Health and Wellness Program is one about that capacity for caring, to be there for each other, for our communities, and for our customers, and that we're part of the solution. And that hopefully out of that effort, we start to see that purpose, meaning, and hope continue to grow, because that's far more important than anything.
Oh, absolutely. And I, for one, want to thank you and thank FirstNet for doing all that you do and the support that you're giving, especially, you know, of course, you have all the cellular piece, but with the health and wellness and the things that you're doing, whether it's sponsorships of many health and wellness initiatives that are out there that I know FirstNet, you guys are doing. So I want to thank you for that. And you mentioned a little bit about you hope and wish for all first responders to be blessed. And with that, as tradition on my show, is that if you would like to, Anna, close out this podcast with a prayer blessing for our first responders.
Thank you so much, Donnie. I would be honored to do that. And with this moment, I just want to cast out a prayer of blessing, safety, hope, guidance, and health to all of public safety out there, whether you're fire, law enforcement, corrections, EMS, paramedics, our frontline nurses and doctors. We ask that you remember your purpose, your meaning, your hope, and you continue to answer your call to your communities because it does make a difference, and we are so appreciative of that. Thank you for all you do, and bless. God bless.
Amen. Thank you very much, Anna.
Hey, no problem.
Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.